Hello everyone, welcome back to Jola Speaks. I trust you're having a wonderful day so far. And in everything, remember to always, always give thanks. Today is a wonderful day, the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. So this week, we're going to speak about David's response when he heard Saul had died. And the lesson we're going to learn from this particular part of the scripture is a very good one to always reflect on and think about. You know, even when we go through our various experiences in life with different people that may have hurt us or you know, try to kill us in other commas, you know, try to maybe stab at the back, you know, done wrong things to us. How do you respond when things that are bad happen to them? And so we will be discussing that throughout this week. And so I would encourage you to please continue to join me this week. And before I start, I want to please ask for feedback. We've been on Justice for over a year now. Thank God for God's mercy and strength to keep going every single day. And what we'll be very keen on is feedback. And we've received some feedback across the year. But we want also for feedback from our viewers as well. So please, if you have any feedback from us, please, I really appreciate it too. If you send feedback through either Instagram or any of the social media platforms, to be honest, I'm sure one of us will get it or pick it up and, you know, read it. And also, it will really help us as we grow and become the brand that God has called us to be. Again, delighted every single day to be able to bring you this message. As God puts in our hearts, I'm grateful for God for the utterance, the wisdom, the knowledge, the insights and eyes that see to be able to bring out these messages to you every weekday. So I will start. Holy Spirit, I'm here again. Thank you for using me as a vessel every single time. As I speak today, Lord, speak through me. Let it be all of you and less of me. Help me to be blessed as everyone else be blessed with this message, Lord. Open the eyes and hearts of those listening. Give them the understanding they need for their specific situations, Lord. Lead and guide them. I pray anyone that may be going through anything right now that may be tough, oh Lord. Holy Spirit, help them to know that you are present with them and you have given them all it takes to go through what they are going through and come out, you know, refined as gold in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, help us to focus on this message as this is being spoken through by you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. So I'm reading from 2 Samuel verses 1. I read from verses 1 to 10. I'll be reading the NIV version, actually. And I'll discuss in our usual fashion afterwards. And before I also start, if you have any questions, please feel free to also reach out also on any social media channels, and we'll be delighted to hear from you and also respond. So I read 2 Samuel 1:1. After the death of Saul, David returned from striking down the Amalekites and stayed in Ziklag 2 days. On the third day, a man arrived from Saul's camp with his clothes torn and dust on his head. When he came to David, he fell to the ground to pay him honor. Where have you come? David asked him. He answered, I have escaped from the Israelites' camp. What happened? David asked. Tell me. A man fled from the battle, he replied. Many of them fell and died, and Saul and his son Jonathan are dead. Then, verses 5, then David said to the young man who brought him the report, how do you know that Saul and his son Jonathan is dead? We happened to be on Mount Gilboa, the young man said, and there was Saul leaning on his spear with the chariots and their drivers in hot pursuit. When he turned around and said to me and saw me, he called out to me and said, what can I do? He asked me, who are you? An Amalekite, I answered. Then he said to me, stand here by me and kill me. I am in the throes of death, but I am still alive. So I stood beside him and killed him, because I knew that after he had fallen, he could not survive. And I took the crown that was on his head and the band on his arms and have brought them here to my Lord. I stop there. So today we are discussing, why are we testifying? Why are we telling these stories? What is the motive behind our testaments, our stories, what we say, even what we gossip? Why are we telling these stories? And so before I start, right, it's you need to just say here that this is just about a time where you had come back from the Amalekites. You remember that, bear in mind that the Amalekites had come, raided their towns, they clattered to their wives and children, and Kinaneman left, right? And so David had gone with his 600 men. Yes, David had gone with his men to go and fight for their families and their kids, and he brought them back to Ziklag. So at this point in time, we have won the Amalekites again, right? So it's very good to create that context first. And so now this Amalekite, right, has come to David and said, "Oh, David, you know, I killed this all." Essentially, that's what he said. And then he just came with a different story of how what happened to Saul was at the shores of death, etc. And then he asked him to kill him, and he did just that. But the question to ask is, why did he have to say that? What was his intention or his motive to do such thing? And we can see from here that he was clearly trying to win either a favor from David, or trying to win some sort of a reward from David, right? So he was thinking, oh, perhaps, you know, by saying these things to him, he can, you know, get to David's heart, and David can reward him with something or win a favor from him. And so clearly his intention for doing that was not genuine. It didn't come from a genuine place, right? And tomorrow we'll discuss more about, you know, maybe doing more about even the testimony. It looks like a fabricated story to me, but then it just shows the length that one can go to get favors and to get rewards. And so here we're asking, what is the motive behind that testament? And obviously, we all know that David went to hell with Saul, right? And even the Amalekites knew what was happening, and he was trying to use David's pain, or what he was using was David's pain, against him. So he knew that Saul had tried to kill David several times, right? David was always just running in love and all that, but he knew the hell that Saul put David through. And so he wanted to use David's pain against him, right? Which is what many people try and do when they try to manipulate or get favors from somebody. And so that's what he was trying to do, to get to manipulate David. Did I get a reward of your knowing David's pain? Knowing David's pain. Now let's bring it home. So you see, whether or not this story was fabricated does not matter. What matters here today is, what was the intent and motive behind him saying his story to David, right? And it goes without saying that even when we say things to people, how we say the stories, what we do, and what we need to really think through, what is the intent of our hearts? A lot of times we may bypass that intent and just do it because it is satisfying something inside us, but we don't really know what is really satisfying. So for example, let's say you are trying to be friends with person A, let me call her Bola, and you know that person A, Bola, you know, is having a rough patch with maybe a former body of her, maybe Tola and all that, and then you hear something about Tola outside, and in a bid to win that friendship, in a bid to gain the favor or reward from Bola, you not only go and tell Bola about Tola and Tola's situation, right? But you also at the same time even fabricate things that make it look worse than expected, so that, you know, Bola is and thinking that Bola will be happy to hear that story. So we know from by doing that, we know the intention is not right. It's not pure, right? And we need to really drill down to that intention. Why do we want to be friends with Bola as an example? What exactly is driving that intent? We need to go deep down Think through our motives. Think through our thoughts before saying these things. Because, you know, when we say our testimonies, is what is coming out of us. And it's coming out of some place of hurt, pain, whatever we're trying to satisfy. And, you know, like David did, David saw through that guy. And many people do see through, you know, those testimonies. Right, and they know that you are there for a favor or not. They can tell, it's very obvious. You may think you're being, you know, sleek and all that. Someone can actually tell what you are really truly doing, because it's very obvious. It's very obvious. So we need to really think through our motives behind different things. A lot of time we easily just forget and say, well, you know, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal, because when we keep doing this, we keep going back to doing that as a way or pathway to satisfy something inside us, which honestly cannot be satisfied by a false testimony or trying to win a friendship and all that. What will happen is that it will necessarily create a bigger problem than what is currently there at the moment. So we need to really, really understand, you know, what is our intention? Is it godly? Is it pure? If not pure, you know, the voice can begin to show you by asking him, show you it's because of this, or that hurt, or that pain, or whatever it is, I'm going to show you and lead you directly to know what is the actual source or cause of it. It can lead you to the exact point of pain, you know, that you are trying to satisfy with those testimonies, or gossip, or words, or stories, or false testimonies, or whatever it is. And by doing that, you can now begin to heal. We need to think through our motives. Why are we doing that? What is our intention? And it's a sudden stop and just thinking. Just think, you know. It's good to just stop and think, because it really help us, you know, as we go through, you know, life. So I end by saying today that understand the intention of your heart. What is driving you alive? Is it godly? Is it pure? Is it covered, you know, with hurt, pain? Everybody has some sort of pain that they may have dealt with or be dealing with, right? So we are all human. But then let's know the intent so we can begin to heal wherever we need to heal. It is very important in our life. And especially in when we also build relationships as well. So thank you for listening to me today. And before I go, I want to say a quick prayer to say, Father Lord, anyone that may be going through any pain, any hurts, anything that is ungodly that may be making them say testimony that should not say, or that's false, that's gospel, whatever it is, and Lord, you show them deep down where the source of it is, Lord, and help them to heal from whatever it is, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray, amen. And as I was praying, just remember that I had done a series on healing. I can't remember when, a couple of months ago. I will probably hopefully dig it up and hopefully you can reference it in today's episode, because it'd be really useful to listen on how to even heal when you even notice or realize that you're being very hurt. It's very important to heal. Well, thank you for listening to me today. God bless you, and I love you. Bye.